Welcome to the Job Interview Experience. Today, we're diving deep into a crucial topic every job seeker should be well-versed in: adaptability and flexibility. In an ever-changing job market, these soft skills can be the difference between stagnation and success. Companies and departments constantly change. And a common interview question is, how do you adapt to change? Employers want to know if you will be energized by change or resist it. In this episode, we're going to dig into adaptability and change as a core skill that will help pave the way to a better career, and also how to talk about adaptability and change during your job search to apply it to your job search and also your interviews to stand out as a candidate that's ready to succeed in a world of changing circumstances. Let's start with adaptability. Think of it as a superpower that allows you to adjust and evolve no matter what the universe throws at you. An example would be shifting from one software system to another without missing a beat. And that's quite handy, especially when technology updates pop out of nowhere. Companies change processes and softwares constantly, and I've personally witnessed how those who resist and complain about changes stand out. They stand out as people that hold back the company from moving forward. Change is inevitable, and while many shy away from it, successful professionals don't just face it, they embrace it. Do you remember the first time you had to switch to, say, new software at work? Perhaps there was a pang of resistance, a longing for the old way that you just knew how to do it. You knew how it worked, and it was easy. It took half as long because you weren't having to figure out how to do it as you went along those old familiar systems. But the real magic happens when you realize, then recognize this fear and choose to move forward anyway. Change is a growth opportunity for you. For another example, we'll talk about company mergers. They might seem threatening. They might make you feel like your job's at risk, and sometimes, yes, they are, but they can also be a chance to learn, grow, and stand out, and also expand your network with new people that you'll be working with. Something that's happened recently is the huge influx of video chat and virtual meetings in the workplace and during job interviews. Since 2020, video chat transitioned from being a small tool that some companies used heavily and some companies used every once in a while to being almost constant. With work from home and worldwide employees, meetings have shifted. Have you noticed the coworkers that refuse to turn on their camera, who show up late to virtual meetings even though they're at home? These folks stood out and stand out as people who care more about resisting evolution or resisting evolving technology than participating with coworkers in a friendly, accessible way. I know that the camera and virtual calls get old, but those who turn on their cameras and get involved stand out as people that are in 100% and are happy to be there and are also happy to be seen. Just like we wouldn't wear paper bags or things like that over our heads during meetings, not turning on your camera is a great example of people who resisted change, but it's inevitable. And those who don't show up, say for video calls, stand out in a bad way. When change comes and you embrace it headfirst, you will oftentimes become a resource. People will ask you how to do things, ask you to teach them. Resources are needed and leaders teach. That's just an example of how embracing change can fast track your career progression. Someone who becomes a trainer, becomes a teacher, someone who oftentimes you'll see leaders coming to you, asking you how to do the new process, maybe meeting new people higher up in the company who have heard that you are the person who knows how to do this, who can teach the right way to do this, the wrong way to do this. Embracing those little changes can open up things that you never would have imagined were possible or open opportunities that you didn't even know were there. Maybe it creates opportunities that weren't there before, positions that weren't there before. All of that just by embracing change. Speaking of growth opportunities, feedback is another one. Feedback isn't about criticism. It's a mirror reflecting areas of improvement. Being receptive to this is crucial. So constructive criticism. Imagine a colleague gives you tips on improving your presentation. all you wanted to hear was good feedback, and this is what you get instead. Instead of getting defensive, view it as a chance to refine your skills. Whether they're sharing with you because they genuinely want you to succeed, or maybe they just want to be hurtful, hearing what they have to say is gaining feedback on how an audience perceives your message. You can take that and turn it into a positive no matter where it's coming from. And then there's helpful versus negative. So not all feedback is created equal. It's vital to shift through comments and recognize which ones provide actionable advice and which ones are just noise. Noise, static, and sometimes unnecessary distractions. We don't need those. What we need is continuous learning. If you're listening to this podcast, you are a continuous learner. Continuous learning is the pursuit of knowledge that doesn't stop after graduation. It's a lifelong journey. The mindset of lifelong learning and things that you can apply to your life to be a lifelong learner or to try and be more of one could be online courses, industry webinars, seminars, conferences, books on your area or books on the industry, even leaders in your industry. Always being hungry for more, getting new perspectives, new tools, new ways of doing things. That's a lifelong learner. And it doesn't have to just be work. Whether it be hobbies that enrich your life, things like that. And podcasts are a great way to do that too. There are history podcasts, there are job interview podcasts, all kinds of options out there to improve your own life, whether it be financially or just for the fun of it. When you invest in continuous learning, you're not just making or investing in skills, but also your career's longevity. You're making yourself indispensable in a fast evolving field and world and positioning yourself for better career opportunities. So again, this podcast, for example, because you're here and I'm here, I am 100% confident what you learn on this podcast is going to get you further in your career and faster. You can also take what you learn from this and share it with others throughout your life, bringing them along with you in your success. So with the adaptability and change, you might be thinking to yourself, what's the bottom line for job seekers? Adaptability and flexibility are your tickets to navigating the unpredictable twists and turns of the professional world. And if there's anything we've learned recently, it's that change happens and it can happen fast. Embrace change, welcome feedback, and never stop learning. If you do this, you'll not only survive, but thrive. This soft skills course is different than most of my focus on the podcast because I want to go beyond the job interview into parallel skills that will help you succeed throughout your entire career. However, I want to dig into adaptability and change in your job search and interviews specifically because I also recognize that that's what you're here for. So these are real life examples that I've seen, I've experienced with candidates, and taking this and applying it to your job search will make a big difference. The first factor is scheduling interviews. Recruiters can sometimes be too rigid in the times that they offer for interviews. So they might say, oh, I'm available tomorrow at 10 a.m. You might currently have a job, childcare conflicts, other interviews, and more. So my biggest piece of advice, obviously, you have to try and be adaptable. You have to try and shift other things around, even if they're priorities, to get this job interview, because that's about you. And that's what's important for you to pay bills, to move forward in your career. My biggest piece of advice during those scheduling emails, which is the first step in the interview process, is to give a wide range of times during a short time period. You don't want to schedule your interview 2 weeks out. You'll miss out on opportunities. When you receive an offer to interview, try and give two times that you have available per day, every day for a week, unless you're asked for a different time frame. It looks best to format this in your emails line by line. So in your email, make it easy to read by saying, here are dates and times that I'm available to interview. If this doesn't work for you, I'm happy to provide more options. And then next line in the email, Monday, January 1st, 10 a.m. or 2 p.m. Next line in the email, Tuesday, January 2nd, 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Next line in the email, and this goes on. A lot of times people will reply to an invite to interview with, yeah, I'm available tomorrow and Friday at 10 o'clock. And it's often hard to even just pull information out of that, especially people integrate the times that they're available into sentences with other information. So make it very readable, line by line, just like I said. I want to say that it's great to offer some times outside of regular business hours. Not every time that you offer, but use it as an alternative on a couple of days. 7:30 a.m., 5:30 p.m. are great. You never know which hours or time zone folks are working in. So don't make assumptions about this. And those alternative times also allow you to make the interview possible with your schedule. So say you work at 8. So the 7:30 phone interview might work great. Or say that you're off work at 4:30. The 5:30 p.m. interview might work better for you, and it might just work better for them as well. This is a great way to demonstrate flexibility, while at the same time securing an interview sooner than later. During your interview, you can subtly bring up your flexibility. You can tell stories about new initiatives, software, moving offices, mergers, and more. You don't need to say things like, "I proved that I was flexible by not complaining about all these changes." That's a little too blunt. That's a little bit too on the nose and sounds too scripted. Just base it off of real life circumstances. I'm sure you've had to be flexible in your life before. For example, you could say something like, "An opportunity came up for our company to save $250,000 a year with new, better accounting software. It was a lot to learn, but I was energized by the new tools it offered and spent the time to learn everything possible. With that, I was able to help others get up to speed, and I became a resource to get folks plugged in." Another example, if you're directly asked about your ability to adapt to change, a common interview question might be, "How do you deal with unexpected changes at work?" Your answer could be something like this: "I've seen firsthand that businesses have to change and evolve. Personally, embracing change with positivity has allowed me to help the company I work for and coworkers transition to bigger, better things." If you approach it with excitement, great things can happen for everyone. So obviously change this to apply your own unique situations, but bring change in as a positive light. It's a choice to be positive about change. What's not a choice at a workplace is whether or not change happens. So framing yourself from that positive outlook will help you succeed. Remember that change is painful and change is inevitable. If you look at it from the big picture, an example would be folks that transitioned, say, from typewriters to computers. They had to deal with a lot of pain. Not that that transition happened overnight, but you know what I mean. Some people probably did. When we look at that change from a big picture, would you rather be writing without a computer, without spell check, without the ability to go back and rewrite sentences over and over again? So even though a change like that was painful for a lot of people, when we look back on it, something like typing on a computer, having spell check, being able to go back over and over and rewrite things, being able to Google things while we write emails, those are huge, hugely helpful. Those who embrace change stay at the forefront of business, department, technology, and they win. Use these steps for scheduling your interview, communicating during your interview, and throughout your career. Your soft skills are just as crucial as your hard skills. Nurture them, and they'll take you far. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Job Interview Experience. Stay adaptable, stay flexible, and stay tuned for more.